hear ye. Ladies and gentlemen, our loyal subjects, welcome to the King of the Ring episode of It's Real to Us. The Wrestling Podcast is back to discuss everything you need to know about the King of the Ring tournament. We are going to take a deep dive into all of the different possibilities or outcomes that may happen. And obviously, you know, when I say we, I am referring to the royal we, because joining me is Tony the Father, the King of Sales.
Don't forget, my royal subjects, I want everyone out there to like, to subscribe, to follow, to get your brother, your mother, your sister, everybody interested in our show. And don't forget, I am the King. The King of Sales. Yesterday, true story, I sold 15 radios yesterday, 15, to the School for the Deaf. And if I could do that, I can get you to subscribe and like and follow.
What do you think they're going to do with the radios?
The whole satire of it, that I'm the King of Sales, I sold 15 radios to the School for the Deaf. I can sell anything.
I get the joke. Okay, never mind. I guess I shouldn't.
Deaf people can't hear.
And if you don't know me, I am Anthony the Mark, the King of It's Real to Us, and everything you see in front of you. Behold, this is my kingdom. It's glorious.
This is huge. This is a huge studio that we built from scratch. Out of nothing, out of ashes, we built this empire to where it is today. It's all blood, sweat, and tears in this studio, and it's only getting bigger and better. The more people I can push our podcast out is going to help us get a new car. So I wanted to have everybody do that.
Remember, at It's Real to Us, X, TikTok, and Instagram, on YouTube, where you're probably watching this, we're at It's Real to Us One. Like Tony said, share it with everybody. You're going to love it if you like wrestling or if you just like laughing like we
are
right now.
I like to laugh. This is the place.
And that's what we're going for. So exactly how are we going to do that today? Well, we are going to be going through the King of the Ring tournament. Tony is going to represent SmackDown and I will be representing Raw. What we're going to do is we're going to take a look at the bracket as of this recording right now. And we are going to pick which superstars advance throughout the tournament. We'll give our reasons why. If you agree with us, great. If you don't agree with us, that's also okay. We're just going to try to have some fun mocking what this bracket might look like. Then at the end, we're going to have a friendly discussion about who we think will be the 2024 King of the Ring. And we'll let whoever owns that superstar, what should we do? Give him the, what is this thing called? A scepter?
The scepter goes to the winner of the King of the Ring tournament, whether it's the Raw guy or the SmackDown guy. We will present the royal scepter to the king. And don't forget, we have a Queen's tournament too.
As of this recording, that bracket has not been fully revealed, so we do not want to do any of those participants a disservice. So we are going to wait and release a separate episode for the Queen of the Ring. So this is, in many ways, a part one of the King and Queen of the Ring.
At the end, when before the tournament begins, we're going to have lasagna.
That's right. We're going to have lasagna on part two. If you're excited for part one, you're going to even love part two because there's lasagna. So I think we pretty much went over anything. Your Highness, do you have any other questions?
No, I am ready to go with my picks for this tournament. I've been studying. This is one of my favorite times of the year. Coming off of WrestleMania, we have a little lull, but now we have the King of the Ring and the Queen of the Ring.
What about the lasagna?
I love lasagna.
So as of this recording, Gunther, Ilya Dragunov, and Jey Uso have already punched their ticket to the second round of the King of the Ring tournament. So, Tony, I figured it only makes sense to start with the last first round matchup on Raw, Kofi Kingston versus Rey Mysterio. Seeing how it is a Raw match, I will hold the scepter. This is pretty much a talking stick for right now.
And you make the pick for the Raw team because you are the Raw king.
It's so simple.
So you have to step up and make that pick.
Out of Kofi Kingston, Rey Mysterio. Kofi Kingston will be advancing in the tournament. He is going to beat Rey Mysterio. Maybe Carlito gets involved. But the story is with Kofi because Xavier Woods is the former King of the Ring.
Defending King of the Ring.
And he couldn't defend his crown because Gunther, the ring general, he injured Xavier Woods. So the story kind of makes sense for Kofi Kingston to go up against Gunther, in my opinion. But what do you think, King of Sales?
I believe that Rey Mysterio could possibly win this match, but Kofi Kingston, I believe you're correct, King of Raw. He will defeat Rey Mysterio and move on to face Gunther.
You know, we'll give Rey a little bit of sunshine. Nobody would be shocked if he won.
So I think going into the match, if it wasn't a King of the Ring match, I would favor Rey. But the fact that the history is there and Xavier Woods was the king last year and Gunther knocked him out, everyone's putting two and two together, Kofi versus Gunther in the second round.
Makes sense. So that's the first round of Raw. Now we're moving on over to SmackDown. So this scepter, the talking stick, it's heading your way. This is our first throw.
Throw it. I have never dropped it a scepter in my life.
I really don't want to have to get up.
Just throw that prop this way. I will grab it. Not a problem. With one hand, not two, with one.
I can hand it. It's
don't
actually
poke me in the eye. No, I want it thrown.
You want to be thrown? I hope we go 100.
Don't throw it. And it goes right in my eyeball.
I'm going to give a little.
No, you got to throw it to the side. To the side.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, three, yeah. Two. Yeah.
And the scepter was taken. No problem. The power of the king of comedy. No, the king of sales, the king of SmackDown has control with the scepter.
And with that scepter, we're going to start and we're going to talk about a first round matchup and a rematch, a WrestleMania rematch. WrestleMania 35, AJ Styles, Randy Orton went to war. Now they're going to battle in the first round of the King of the Ring tournament. Tony, who is winning this match and why?
This is going to be a tough, tough match. First round. This could be a final round match. I think this is going to go right down to the wire. But I got the Viper. I got the Viper striking at the end to take care of AJ Styles. Randy Orton defeats AJ Styles and moves on in the King of the Ring.
I agree with you. In my bracket, I have Randy Orton advancing too. But it just feels weird AJ Styles getting bounced in the first round, doesn't it?
Well, he's just coming off last week. He fought Cody Rhodes.
Yeah.
He's coming in the first round. It's in the twilight of his career. I think, personally, he's going to have a little bit of run. They're going to find him a title match down the road, maybe, and he'll go out on top or something. But this is not just not his time. I think Randy, this is the type of tournament Randy's been waiting for. And it's just Randy's time right now. Since he came back off the bench, it was CM Punk, it was Cody Rhodes, it was Roman Reigns, Logan Paul, and I think now Randy's going to shine. I got Randy Orton winning this first round match and going deep in the King of the Ring.
I completely agree with you, and it also feels like AJ Styles can afford the loss way more than Randy Orton can at this point. So Randy Orton's moving on. No argument here. Why don't you go ahead and you tell me about Baron Corbin versus Carmelo Hayes. Which of those two superstars do you see advancing to challenge the Viper?
This is my upset special of the tournament.
Okay.
Melo Hayes, first round pick on SmackDown. The darling from NXT coming up. It's his time.
Damn right it
is. Everyone thinks he's going to beat Corbin and he's going to move on. But you heard it here from the king of SmackDown and the king of sales, Baron Corbin, who won this tournament.
He did.
How many years ago?
2019.
2019, Corbin won this tournament, comes up from NXT and shocks the world and takes out Carmelo Hayes in this round. I got Baron Corbin moving on, the Golden Gloves champion, moving on, beating Carmelo Hayes.
I like the upset pick. I like the passion. I just don't think that there's any way Carmelo doesn't win this match. You said it yourself. He's a first-round pick. He's been running NXT for 2 years. Baron Corbin, he's coming. He's also coming back from NXT. But he's been there, done that. At this point, Corbin is similar to AJ Styles in the sense where he should just be putting people over. No?
What? No, you know what? The smart move here and all the smart money is on Carmelo Hayes. Absolutely. Carmelo's the one that got pulled up. Corbin didn't even get picked.
He was undrafted.
No, he's not. He's a redheaded stepchild. Nobody wanted Corbin. But you know what? That's why I'm going with Corbin. This is my upset special of the King of the Ring tournament.
Okay.
I think Baron Corbin is going to shock the world here.
You think he's going to shock the world?
Going to shock the world.
I don't see it, but hey, you're the King of SmackDown. I'm the King of Raw, so that's your pick. Baron Corbin advances, and he'll fight Randy Orton in the second round. Who's going to win there? You're going to have to wait because we still got two first-round matchups on SmackDown, that being the one and only L.A. Knight.
Oh, my God. L.A. Knight in this tournament.
No, no. You're supposed to say yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do it again.
L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
Going up against Santos Escobar, the leader of
the cartel. The cartel.
The leader of Legado del Fantasma, or as Tony calls them, the cartel.
L.A. Knight is going to not only have to beat Escobar, Who else is he going to have to beat to get through that match? Because you know there's going to be some of Escobar's cronies there.
So whether or not Angel or Berto get involved remains to be seen. But, Tony, you're the king of SmackDown. LA Knight, Santos Escobar. Who are we putting forward?
Escobar's posse is going to be a handful for LA Knight. It's going to be a 3-on-1 match. Everybody knows that. But I got a feeling LA Knight's going to find a way, and he's going to pin Escobar, and he's going to move on into King of the Ring.
Yeah, this is as close to a must-win as it gets for LA Knight. If he gets bounced in the first round of the King of the Ring tournament, forget any chance of going up against Logan Paul for the United States Championship, or any championship for that matter, right?
LA Knight has to win this first-round match to keep himself up there high, relevant with SmackDown and with WWE. If he gets knocked out in the first round, that's not a good look.
I mean, Escobar, you could argue, needs the win, though, too. Him and Berto and Angel, they haven't been doing anything.
No, they haven't, but they're in a different, like, group. It's, you know,
they're more of a faction. This is more of a singles tournament.
Exactly. This is more of a lone wolf type of thing. And, you know, you think about LA
Knight.
Lone
wolf, Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin. Baron
Corbin.
Right. Baron Corbin. Baron Don't forget about Corbin. LA Knight, if you think about it, you go back. He was wrestling Roman Reigns. I think LA Knight is going to find a way to get through this match, and he's going to move forward.
All right, so LA Knight over Santos Escobar, but we got one more matchup, that being Bobby Lashley going up against Tama Tonga, the Bloodline member. Who do you got advancing here and why?
Bloodline right now is so hot after coming off a backlash with a big W, but I think it's sneaky time for Bobby to turn it around. He's too good. He's too big. He's too powerful to be basically obsolete for the last 6 months.
Irrelevant.
Yeah, irrelevant is the word. That's a good word.
He's been more of a manager, right?
No, it's Bobby Lashley. I got a feeling Bobby's going to shine. I'm putting Bobby through in the first round. Bobby Lashley advances. He takes out Tama Tonga, and he's going to move through. Even though the Bloodline are hot right now, I know Solo's going to be annoyed that he doesn't win, but Bobby's going to start to become relevant. He's going to win this match.
I agree, and I think if we're going to maximize this match and make it all it can be, let's get the Street Profits and let's get the Bloodline involved. Isn't that such an awesome three-person feud that can develop from this match, right? You can have Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits going up against the Bloodline in a future feud. At this point, it seems like WWE is committed to pushing the pride.
I don't know if I like that Bloodline with Bobby Lashley and his group. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if I think they're going to go a different way with the Bloodline. Bobby and the Street Profits are great, but they're a tier under the Bloodline. They're not in that same level or that same, you know, aura.
But that's why they're perfect right now. WWE is going through a little bit of a dip, and you kind of just need to keep the Bloodline relevant.
I guess if you want to keep the Bloodline, you want to push Solo as the head of the family. He's going to have to build blocks, and he's going to have to
stack up wins.
Yeah, so maybe it's a good idea.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that the Pride wins.
King Mark. King Mark. Good point, King Mark. I like that.
So despite what I said, you're still taking Bobby and moving through?
I'm still taking Bobby to win this match.
Okay. All right. So that is the first round in its entirety predicted by the kings of It's Real to Us. Just as a recap really quick, LA Knight, Bobby Lashley, Randy Orton, and Baron Corbin, that's right, not Carmelo Hayes, Baron Corbin, are advancing on the SmackDown side to go up against Jey Uso, Ilya Dragunov, Gunther, and either Kofi Kingston or Rey Mysterio. I have went ahead and put Kofi Kingston in, so now we're going to move on to the second round. It's my turn to speak, and I need that scepter.
Scepter's going back.
I want it up over here.
No problem. Look at that feed.
Yeah.
What a feed. Yeah.
That was easy.
It was a perfect pass.
First baseman
perfect
right
pass.
There.
Perfect pass.
It was a great pass. It was exactly where it needed to be.
I got an assist.
I caught it like this, too.
Yeah, you're excellent at first base.
I'm a first baseman.
You are. You play great first base.
We're going to talk about softball later. Shout out anybody on our softball team. We got our first win this week.
We got our first win on softball.
Uh-huh. More about it later on. Tony got thrown out. You're going to love the story. But back to the King of the Ring. Back to the second round. We're starting with Ilya Dragunov versus Jey Uso, which is going to be an electric match. If you're unfamiliar with Ilya Dragunov, he had an absolute physical match with Ricochet, which is what you should be used to seeing from him. You know Ilya, right?
Oh, yeah. He's a great wrestler. He's been on NXT for a long time now. He's the champ. He just lost. They're not moving him up. Yeah, he's going to be a force.
He hits people right in the face. Anytime you go into a match with him, your chest is going to be red, right?
You got to be on top of your game to beat that guy, because if not, you're taking a pin.
I know we're talking about the King of the Ring, but I'm just going to dial it back just for a minute, talk about Ilya, because one of my all-time favorite matches is him, Ilya Dragunov, versus Gunther, who the winner of this matchup gets in the second round at NXT TakeOver 2021. They kicked the crap out of each other.
And who won?
Ilya Dragunov. He's one of a handful of people to pin Gunther, which is a huge credit, accolade, whatever you want to call it. But with that being said, because the idea of Gunther versus Dragunov is such a big match, I don't know if you can give it away in the second round of the King of the Ring tournament. And Jey Uso is so incredibly hot right now. If he loses at Backlash to Damian Priest and he loses in the second round of the tournament, we're taking a lot of the wind out of his sail, so to speak. So because of that reason, I am putting Jey Uso in the semifinals over Ilya Dragunov. Ilya had a great debut on Raw, his main roster debut against Ricochet. Let him tear the house down with Jey Uso, further establish him, but let's let Jey Uso advance to the finals of the Raw side.
King, it's real to us. That is an incredible take because most people have Ilya Dragunov advancing over Jey Uso. And I also had Jey Uso.
You did.
So the Kings, right here. Look. Right here.
I'm looking at the middle, like not your eyes, but like
right here.
I'm right there.
So Jey Uso, I feel, will advance because if he takes this loss in the second round to Ilya, even though he absolutely could lose, it's going to hurt Jey tremendously. And if you want to push Dragunov down the road against Gunther, you don't want them to meet now.
Now the counterpoint, if you want to make the argument for, let's just go for it right now. Jey Uso is feuding with the Judgment Day. Perhaps Finn Balor, JD McDonagh, Damian Priest get involved in this match and they cost him and Ilya advances that way and you can kind of save Jey Uso to a degree. It's a one-on-one match. Outside interference is not allowed, but I mean, it's WWE.
It happens all the time.
All the time.
So if Uso does take the pin there and it does happen like that, it saves face. But you really think it's going to set up Dragunov versus Gunther in a semifinal round? Is that what we want to see?
It's not what I want to see. I don't think that's the right platform or stage. I think those two could... I headline of WrestleMania is crazy, but they could definitely be in a one-on-one match at WrestleMania, and I wouldn't be shocked. I think that this is the man I am about to talk about's tournament to lose, and that being our second quarterfinal matchup in Raw, Gunther versus Kofi Kingston. Gunther is winning this match. I would love to see Kofi Kingston go on a run for Xavier Woods, but let's be real. This is a short story that they've built in which Gunther took out Xavier, and now Kingston's going to try to defend his brother's honor against Gunther, the imposing and just fearful ring general. It's not going to happen, though. Gunther's just going to chop him down.
Gunther is not going to lose against Kofi Kingston. But then again, we said Gunther couldn't lose to Sami Zayn, and he did.
You said that.
I know. That was my biggest lock of the year. That was my decade lock. The lock of the decade. Gunther will beat Sami Zayn. And what happened? He got pinned.
Clean.
So could Kofi win this? I guess anything's possible, but I don't see it. I really don't see it. So I got Gunther advancing, too. I think that's a good pick, King Mark.
Thank you very much, King of Sales. And that puts the semifinals and finals of the Raw bracket between Jey Uso and Gunther. What do you think?
Great matchup.
Now,
we've seen it, though, recently, but it's still a great matchup.
We have seen it, which I am a little apprehensive towards. I don't love that.
Yeah, but if you look at since WrestleMania, WrestleMania was off the rails with 7 title changes. It's been pretty predictable since WrestleMania.
It has been.
I got to like that to go into the finals. Those are the two guys.
Now, it's also worth mentioning Drew McIntyre was in this tournament, but he was medically unable to compete. So I'm
huge.
I'm kind
huge
of
loss.
I'm assuming that Drew McIntyre was going to get pushed the way I've booked Jey Uso in this match. I was anticipating Drew McIntyre versus Gunther in the finals. So with all of that being taken into consideration, Jey Uso versus Gunther. Now we're gonna kick this scepter back on over to SmackDown because Tony the Father, the King of Sales, has got to make his second round matchup picks. All right, Tony, let's go ahead and start with your upset pick. Baron Corbin.
Yes, Corbin.
Bounces out Carmelo Hayes in the first round and is immediately going to start a heater run of taking down Randy Orton next, right?
No.
What?
Corbin, after coming off the victory over Carmelo Hayes, will run out of steam quickly. He will not get past Randy Orton. He will put up a good match against Orton. It will be a, you know, when's the last time Baron Corbin fought Randy Orton?
It's been years.
I'd like to see
that. It would be a slow match as opposed to Carmelo Hayes.
Against who, Randy?
Carmelo going up against Randy elevates Melo right now. That match does more for Melo's career than it does
that
for Corbin's career.
That is probably what's going to happen, but
I am
the king of sales, and I am the king of SmackDown, and I have picked Baron Corbin to beat Carmelo.
Can you sell me on Baron Corbin one more time?
He's coming off 2019 winning the King of the Ring tournament, number one. Number two, he's coming off being a tag team champ with Bron Breakker. They held the title for how many months? 6 months?
I think maybe 40 days.
Almost 4 months.
That's not 4 months. That's a month and a...
He held the title for well over a month.
Either way, we're talking Randy, Baron Corbin. So you have Randy over Corbin then?
Randy will get through Corbin and advance to the semifinals.
Okay, I like that. And in my bracket too, I also had Randy advancing to the semifinals, the finals of the SmackDown bracket. So you have Randy Orton on one side. Then in the match between LA Knight and Bobby Lashley, who do you have winning and why?
Wow, this is going to be a great match. You know, like I said, I think Bobby really needs to get pushed a little. So I think that he's going to get through that first round match. But now you got LA Knight and Bobby Lashley, two guys that really, really need this win. So who's it going to be? You know, this could go either way. This is going to be a tough match. I think it could go either way. But I'm going to give LA Knight.
Yeah.
The victory. He's going to find a way. He's going to beat Bobby, and he's going to move on to the semifinals. LA Knight advances to the semifinals to verse Randy Orton.
Maybe after losing Tama Tonga, the Bloodline interjects in this match and cost Lashley the win against LA Knight.
That's a way you can save face with Lashley. Absolutely, yeah. The Bloodline interjects. They're annoyed. They lost. They cost Lashley to win. LA Knight advances.
All right, final four, LA Knight, Randy Orton, Jey Uso, Gunther. Who do we have winning the tournament?
Wow.
Let's get that scepter over here and find out who's going on Raw.
Scepter pass time.
Let's go. We're perfect on the day. Another one.
Yeah.
Tailed a little bit, not a problem.
The wind got it.
On the ground or table. Bada bing. Forget about it.
Forget about it. That pass by the scepter, forget about it. The only way it could have been caught was by the receiver. The defender would have had no shot. I put it perfectly where it had to be.
All right, so we're going to jump on into the semifinals matchups. But before we do, let me go ahead and just ask you, implore you, please, if you haven't already, subscribe. We upload wrestling content daily, podcast weekly, and I know you're going to absolutely love the channel. You can follow us or support us. We could use some support, Tony. We really
could use some. We definitely could use support. Hey, we're going to start with pretty soon with selling our shirts and stuff like that.
Merchandise is coming
very soon. We're going to have giveaways coming very soon. Advertisers coming very soon. So this podcast is only going to get bigger and bigger. So if you get aboard now, you're going to be riding a big wave, baby, down the road.
And the way you get aboard is by following us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at It's Real to Us. On YouTube, we are at It's Real to Us 1. We've started a Discord. We are going to start doing Twitch more often. So like Tony said, just a lot to be excited about and a lot that you're going to need to follow and keep up with. So with our self-plug out of the way, let's go ahead and get into the semifinals matchups. I will take the scepter, and I'll jump right on into it. Jey Uso versus Gunther. Originally, I had this being Drew McIntyre as Gunther. Pivoted with the news yesterday.
That would have been something, though, McIntyre-Gunther.
It would
have been incredible.
All right, so Gunther, Jey Uso, like we were talking about earlier, Tony, we have seen this match somewhat recently. Before Mania, maybe a month and a half, maybe even sooner, Jey Uso was challenging Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship, and he had his number. And we actually thought that Jey was going to win the title. It wasn't until his brother Jimmy interfered that he ended up losing. So can Jey Uso pull up what a lot of people would probably call an upset and knock off the favorite of the King of the Ring tournament in Gunther? I don't think so. I think that this is the Ring General's moment to reestablish him as a threat for the World Heavyweight Championship. I think this is how we kickstart that run. He wins this tournament. Then he goes after whoever the World Heavyweight Champion is at the time. And that's why I have him advancing to the finals over Jey Uso. What do you think? Am I off? Am I on?
He's the most likely winner, but I could definitely see Jey Uso winning this also.
But I'm advancing Gunther. Is that the right decision?
If gun to head.
Gun to the head.
Gun to head.
It's to the head. I'm going to pull the trigger.
I got to go with Gunther.
Thank you.
Head. But if Uso does win this, if Jey finds a way, I would not be shocked.
I wouldn't be shocked. I wouldn't be disappointed. But it doesn't feel like the right moment. He's just coming off of losing his World Heavyweight Championship match. He's going to get another one just right away. Gunther needs this, and Gunther can restore some prestige to the crown. If you look at some of the past couple...
Gunther is king-like. He looks like a king, Gunther.
He does look like a king.
He acts like a king. He's got his royal subjects. When he speaks, he talks down to you. He degrades you. He's strong, so he's king-ish.
He can restore some sort of credibility to the crown, because if you look at the last couple ones, not to take anything away from the Xavier Woods or the Baron Corbins, but they didn't rule with an iron fist. They were never intimidating.
They weren't scared.
They weren't threats at all.
They weren't scared, you know? He wasn't that king like, you know, he's going to send in his army, he's going to annihilate you. He's a strong guy. Everybody fears him throughout the land. That's Gunther. Gunther has got that scary, tough king persona about him. So that's a great pick. I like your pick. King of Israel to us.
And there is one more thing I'd like to talk about. I know I eliminated Ilya. If Ilya is to advance, and it is Ilya versus Gunther, I still would have Gunther. Let me just get that clear. How amazing would it be to see Gunther win, and then maybe Ilya joins Imperium? There's a lot to see of what could happen there, but who is Gunther going to be going up against? Is it going to be one Randy Orton, or is it going to be one L.A. Knight? We're going to find out. First, we're going to pass
the royal scepter one more time.
I'm going to pass it backwards. Just
doesn't matter. I do not drop scepters.
You sure?
Yeah, I can do it with my eyes closed. Go ahead. My eyes are closed. Look, they're closed. Throw it. Got it. Look, now they're open. Now my eyes are open.
Okay. We did it. We caught the scepter as many times as I had written down.
That's right.
All right. That's awesome. So go ahead. Wrap this up.
In the final matchup for Team SmackDown, it's going to be Randy Orton versus L.A. Knight.
Yeah.
What a colossal matchup to have one of these two warriors represent Team SmackDown in the finals of the King of the Ring. I think this match is going to go back and forth. There's going to be one, two, almost three on both sides. You're not going to know who's going to win. I'm going back to what I said before. It's the Viper's time. He is going to get elevated in this match, and he is going to go through the finals to face Gunther in the King of the Ring. That is my prediction. Randy Orton's time is this tournament. It's Randy's time, and he's going to step up, and he's going to get what he deserves.
Wow, okay, it sounds like you're almost ready to put Randy over Gunther. We'll get there, but let me just go ahead and talk about LA Knight for a minute, because I, in my bracket, had the megastar advancing. I agree that it would be nice to give Randy Orton the spotlight. Maybe you push him towards Cody Rhodes and the WWE Championship.
Wait a minute. Does LA Knight look like a king? Maybe a drunken king? He don't look like a king.
Yeah.
But if you see him up there giving a speech,
you don't need
with royal subjects, and the king comes out. Yeah,
you don't.
I don't see it.
You don't need to look like a king. Steve Austin was the King of the Ring. He became Austin 316.
I don't think it's his time. I'm telling you, he's in that mode right now where he's gonna do it. He's back. He's gonna do it. No, he's gonna do it. He's just in that flatline moment.
Stop.
Randy's at. He's in the twilight of his career. He's like AJ Styles, Randy. You don't know when. Could be next month. Could be next year. But it's coming soon where that's all, folks. So I think now is the time. They're going to push Randy. He's in the finals against Gunther.
That also reads off the marquee a lot better. You know, Gunther versus Randy Orton reads a lot better than Gunther versus LA Knight. So I have to agree with you.
Saudi Arabia, Randy Orton, they all know who he is in Saudi Arabia. He's one of those Goldberg type of guys. He's one.
No,
of those.
Don't put Randy Orton in the category.
When it comes to Saudi Arabia, he's one of those. He's one of those wrestlers that they're just drooling to see. They want Randy. Okay. He's one of those old school guys that the Saudi Arabia people love. They're gonna worship him. So I got Randy Orton in the finals against Gunther.
Okay, so that's what we have as our finals. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Let us know in the comments, but we ain't done yet. We got to talk about who is going to be the King of the Ring. So I think the best way to do this is I will give my pitch for why Gunther should be king. You will give your pitch for why Randy Orton should be king. And then maybe we'll just meet in the middle and we'll declare someone king. And then they'll hold the scepter up at the end. Sound good?
We can't. I'm Team SmackDown. You're Team Raw. I am not going to concede to your king that he's going to win. You can give your pitch. I will give my pitch. But at the end of the day, we don't know who's going to win. Let our fans decide. Let's see who wins when we watch the tournament. But I am not conceding to King Gunther.
Okay. All right, I like that. Let's go. Gunther is going to win, and I'll tell you exactly why.
Yeah, tell me why.
We've talked about it this entire episode, okay? He is the one who is going to bring credibility back to the gimmick. He is going to be elevated to the World Heavyweight Championship scene. And you do that by winning the tournament, and he gets to just enforce his will. With Ludwig Kaiser right next to him, you know, Randy Orton is Randy Orton. He can get a title match against Cody Rhodes at any time he wants because of their history. He doesn't need to win the King of the Ring tournament. I just think that this is a nice way to kind of check one of the dream matches off of Randy Orton's bucket list, if you will. But at the end of the day, come on, Tony. Randy Orton's old. Gunther's new. He's fresh. He's got the heart of a lion, and he is my king now until his last day. Give me King Gunther over Randy Orton every day.
He got pinned by Sami Zayn. 6-38 this year, Sami Zayn was, and he goes into WrestleMania.
You're making those numbers
one,
up.
1-3, and Gunther takes the pin. Then Gunther goes overseas in his next match. There was a fatal four-way, and did Gunther come out on top? No, he did not win that match either. So, you know what, King Gunther? You're going to have to earn it. And like I said, I'm going back to where I was before. It's Randy's time. King Randy. How good is that throne, that beautiful crown on the top of Randy Orton's head going to look? He's going to pin Gunther. Gunther's going to take another loss. That's what they do to champions. Don't you get it? When they lose a title,
No. They
don't bounce back
No. Right
away. Oh, yeah?
No.
They don't bounce back. They stumble for a little bit. That, and they'll take a pin here, a pin there, and then it's going to be Gunther's time. I think Gunther's going to be one of the best wrestlers in WWE in 2025. Maybe by SummerSlam, Gunther will get a title match someplace, and maybe then. But right now, it's going to be Randy's time. I'm telling you.
Randy got overlooked.
He got overlooked. Now is his time. He's going to get advanced, and he's going to beat Gunther. They're going to put that beautiful crown on Randy Orton's head. The scepter, the crown, goes to Orton.
I love the sales pitch. You're definitely called the king of sales for a reason.
I am the king of sales. Put him up.
I'll
fight you with one hand behind my back. I'll fight you with no hands. I'll headbutt you.
Hey, it's a hell of a sales pitch, but at the end of the day, come on. There's no way. Look at Randy.
You put your life on it?
No, I'm not going to put my life on it.
What? Do you think, okay, what's a bigger upset? Randy Orton beating Gunther or Sami Zayn beating Gunther?
Definitely Sami Zayn.
Okay, so if Sami Zayn can do it, why can't Randy do it?
I'm not saying he can't do it, and it's one of the only things he hasn't done in his career, so it would be fun to see. But at this point, the gimmick just makes more sense with Gunther. So what do you think? Is it going to be King Randy Orton? Is it going to be King Gunther? Is it going to be King Jey Uso? Are we crazy? Are we overlooking Ilya Dragunov? Is it LA Knight?
Yeah, let us know what you think. Are we nuts? Are we out of our mind? Well, I'm a little out of my mind, but let us know who's going to win.
And remember, this is just part one of our King and Queen of the Ring series. We might do a part two. We might do a part three, four. We really don't know. So if you guys like these type of episodes, we're going to keep on doing it. Just make sure that you share any and all opinions because we love doing this. We have a lot of fun. And we also love interacting with you guys. So thank you so much for watching.
Wait a minute. I got to get the card. The guy that sold us the shirts in Florida, we got to give him a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
We got these shirts in Florida. We just went down to Florida a couple of days. So hold on. I'm going to go get the card.
All right.
Give me a couple minutes. Hold on. I got to get out of the chair. So just bear with me. This king is old. I'm an old king. Can anybody help me?
12 hours later.
And we're going to give a shout out to where we got these fabulous shirts.
Fabulous King shirts. They do custom designs.
Custom design.
Thanks, boys.
This was in a Fort Lauderdale swap shop.
Oh, it's beautiful.
The name of the people that did it was Harsh Tea. They're in the Fort Lauderdale swap shop. These guys were great. So if you're ever in South Florida in the Fort Lauderdale area, stop into the swap shop. Harsh Tea. Go see Harsh Tea. That's who gave us these shirts.
Tell them It's Real to Us sent you, and they'll probably have no idea what you're talking about. But with that being said, these t-shirts are electric.
I look great in mine.
You look terrific in general.
Oh, my God. It gives me – just hugs my figure.
All right. But anyway, I think that it could be fun to end this little show with another electric piece of news that I'm sure everybody would love to hear about, and that is our softball team.
Oh, my God. Stop the presses. Breaking news. Breaking news.
We interrupt this program for breaking news.
Breaking news. Our softball team was 0-6 coming into this week. 0-6. Not even close to getting a win. Destroyed. Most of the time, 10-run ruled. 0-6. The first game of the doubleheader. 15-13.
Yeah, baby.
We took it down. 15-13. We got our first victory in softball. It felt good. Didn't it feel good?
Oh, it felt so good. And we aren't doing it justice. You aren't doing it justice. Let me paint a picture, if I may, Tony. 11-10. Top of the sixth inning, I am up. The count is 3-1 with a runner on second base. We desperately need to get this run in, don't we, Tony? We need that run.
I was coaching third base.
He was coaching third base.
Oh, my God.
Two outs, and the pitcher's about to give me a big old fat changeup down the middle that I'm going to hit a mile away. But before that can happen, the runner at second base is called out. And the inning is over because he was a foot off of the bag.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I didn't believe the call. Tony absolutely couldn't believe it.
I was watching Jake's foot. He did not leave the bag. It was a bogus call that should have never happened.
No, it shouldn't have.
But hindsight is 20/20. Because of the fact that we were called out, I went berserk. I cursed at the umpire. He warned me. And I said, go bleep yourself. And he threw me out.
You're out of here.
I did my weave. I kicked the dirt. I screamed and yelled and everything else. And I had to be escorted to the parking lot because I was ejected from the game. But as I'm leaving the parking lot, as I'm getting escorted away, I hear in the distance, let's do it for Coach Tony.
And who was
it
that?
It riled the team up because I got thrown out, and we ended up winning the game. We scored 4 runs.
Who was that screamed, let's do it for Tony?
Nate Diggity Dog, who got his first win of the year.
Nate Diggity
I'm so proud
Dog
of Nate.
Got his first win of the year. We were all pumped up. Tony got thrown out of the game. Like he said, we scored 4 runs, ended with 15, got our first win. The boys were heating up. Ended up losing the second game, 16-5, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, who cares about the second game? We had to win.
Matter.
We got a win.
We're 1-7, and it's
we're
never
1-7, and we got
so
a win.
Good.
And you know what? Not for nothing. The softball league we're in, it's not a B league. We're in the best league in Rockland County.
Uh-huh.
It's the best league in Rockland County. So we're the worst team in the best league, but we're in the best league.
The good news is there are 3 different tiers for the playoffs, and you better believe we're coming for that C-level championship.
Oh, we're making the playoffs. We got to film the playoffs.
We will film the playoffs.
Yeah, we have to. We have to do some kind of
I'll make a video about it. So anyway, we'll be sure to keep you updated, not only on our softball team, but also the King and Queen of the Ring tournaments. Remember, this is just part one, and we will be back for part two, possibly part three, in a couple days, a week. We don't really know yet. So once again, we appreciate all of your support. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. If you're on Spotify, Apple Music, wherever.
Absolutely. You got to thank anyone that watches us and likes us and subscribes. Thank you so much, because we know there's a lot of people that don't. So we appreciate you. Believe me, we appreciate you.